That'll be the day. Buddy Holly, that's before the original, the one that we know as the original.
I would think everybody has put That'll Be the Day in their repertoire at some point, you know, starting off, you know, in a band or whatever. Even John Lennon, the Beatles did it, didn't they?
Yeah, well, they did. The Beatles did all that stuff because they got lumbered with that terrible job, didn't they, in Germany when they had to play like six or seven hours sets a night. So they must have been a great grounding for them.
Oh, definitely,
To learn all that stuff. And I don't know. It's weird, this, because people come up to me, and they will to you, I'm sure, when you get as old as I am, and just because you're still existing at this age, you know, they come up and they ask you things about, like you're some kind of a guru, you know what I mean?
Joe, I've always thought you were a guru.
But the thing is about it, and they always say, oh, the 60s was the best and all that, and you think, well, you know, it's always better when you're young, but I'm beginning to believe them now, because those records... They're so basic and simple and straight from the heart, you know, like you were saying before, Shaggy, that people can't fail to associate with them. And I think they're really great songs. They're all very good songs.
Well, in fact, this is you're talking about the Beatles and the Johnny Cash track that CD we're talking about. Yeah. He actually does a Beatles song on there.
Go on.
And again, it's his own version, and it's. It's a great song.
Do you know
song.
What the track is?
Yeah, I saw it just now.
I think...
Let's have a look.
I just noticed it on there. six, is it? My Life?
In My Life.
In my life.
John Lennon's classic song.
Really? Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, we won't play. I want to play a Shaggy record. I haven't played one of his records
yet. I think
yet.
We should.
You know, I think we should...
Well, we played one. Let's take another one on.
No, what about this one? Tired of Towing the Line. That sounds good. I haven't heard that. Is that a new one?
No. That was originally recorded by a guy called Rocky Burnett.
Which
is the Johnny Burnett, Paul Burns, and the lead guitarist who died not so long ago, the rock and roll trio. Yeah. Now, when I first heard this record, I think it was released in the 70s, and I was just blown apart by it.
Yeah.
The trouble was, as labels do, the labels make the mistake. They didn't have the belief in it, and they kind of released it.
Yeah.
And it was getting played. They didn't press enough. And consequence is it only did, I got to number 57. But everywhere else in the world, I think, is number one in Australia, throughout Europe and so forth. And it's a track that, I don't know, just drew me into the grooves. And I just kept playing it and playing it. So one day I'm going to record this. And I did. And Rocky Burnett heard the recording I did, and he was very, very complimentary.
Oh,
he even sent a note saying, you know, fantastic. And so actually being taken in with the record and bowled over by it, and then recorded, and the writer and the artist actually say, you know, fantastic, very complimentary. It was like,
that's great.
Wow.
That's great.
I can confirm that, because the year before last, I was talking about the Eddie Cochran weekend, last weekend in Chipping, and Rocky was there last year.
Yeah.
And I did an interview, and we got to, and that song came up, and he said... He doesn't do it anymore, because he said yours was the definitive version of his own song. How's that?
That is a compliment. We better listen to it.